That's the good thing about those big girls. You wake up beside them, next day they'll take care of you. They don't just leave or ask you to leave. Next morning you're going to get fed.
Going to brunch with them is not about the Instagram pictures. It is not about the mimosas.
It's about the satisfaction of brunch.
It's not about the Instagram captions. They want the biscuits and gravy too. Matter of fact, they're like, hey, you know what? Let's just go to Cracker Barrel. Give me an Uncle Herschel's.
It's funny you mentioned Uncle Herschel's because that's what I usually get.
I know, Cody.
On 1340 WKGN.
Brian Williams. Thank God for Brian Williams just being honest with us.
In a world full of faking, he just wanted the big women and bacon. Hour three kicking off in the truly hard seltzer studios. Hour three is brought to you by MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code Knoxville when you deposit. They'll match your deposit up to $1,000. Terms and conditions, rollovers apply. Braves, Cardinals, first pitch. Where are we at? 3 hours away from that? Let me head over to my bookie, check what the current little line is here on this game. Last I saw, the Cards were slight favorites. Yep. No, my bookie, the Braves are actually favored. They're -115. Fulton Nevich against Jack Flaherty. -115 on the old money line. The over-under setting at 7.5. All right, Cody Mack. Headlines, collision course, now. Meow.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
When you pay for Snoop Dogg, you're going to get Snoop Dogg.
That's seems kind of self-explanatory, right? I feel like that shouldn't really be said.
That's what Snoop said after Kansas officials were surprised by his controversial performance at last week's Late Night at the Fog. His 35-minute show included unfiltered lyrics and pole dancers. He also shot fake $100 bills into the crowd with money guns. He went on the Howard Stern show on Tuesday, and he said, when you pay for Snoop Dogg, you're going to get Snoop Dogg. Apparently, Jeff Long, the Kansas AD, issued a rebuke. Rebuke? Shortly after the performance, he said, we apologize for the Snoop Dogg performance at Late Night. We made it clear to the entertainer's managers that we expected a clean version of the show and took additional steps to communicate to our fans, including moving the artist to the final act of the evening to ensure no basketball activities would be missed if anyone did not want to stay for his show.
When you pay for Snoop Dogg, you get Snoop Dogg. What do they think they were doing? It's one thing that Snoop Dogg's been able to reinvent himself as well as he has, right? I mean, this guy in the mid-90s was on trial for murder. Death Row Records. Snoop Dogg was a guy you wanted to stay away from, especially in mainstream. I know he's had a real resurgence, but, like, you're paying him to come do your show in Lawrence, Kansas. Like, do you think Snoop Dogg's, like, a family-friendly...
What do you think?
Like, at the very least, I would have really expected Snoop Dogg to at least come talk about marijuana. That's kind of his brand. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't really equate strippers with Snoop Dogg, but I've never seen Snoop Dogg in concert.
If that's part of his performance, it's part of his performance.
Yeah.
Jeff Long says, I take full responsibility for not thoroughly vetting all the details of the performance.
I don't think you had to thoroughly vet it, dude. You just had to stop and think, like, Snoop Dogg.
I offer my personal apology to those who were offended. We strive to create a family atmosphere here at Kansas, and we fell short of that this evening. Snoop told Howard
Can you imagine
Stern,
being there? Can you imagine being there with your kids and just like not really knowing what was happening, and you don't really know much about Snoop Dogg outside of him saying like faux shizzle and stuff like that? Like you're not really familiar with him. You're like, oh yeah, that's that guy who had that show with Martha Stewart, right?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And then all of a sudden you just have strippers and blunts and money getting sprayed everywhere.
He told Howard Stern any suggestion that he was asked to leave the building following the performance was a lie.
No, you saw them posing for pictures with him. They loved having Snoop Dogg there.
He said he had the time of his life, enjoyed himself, hung out with the teams. It was just the publicity of what he did, the outrage from, you know, certain groups. They had to try to cover it up, he said. Kind of wish we had been there. Antonio Brown says, tell the Patriots to call me. They still got to pay me.
I saw him also tweet out that his therapist, word to his therapist, the best receiver in the NFL is chilling in Miami, which I assume is him.
All right. He said, if you guys got to follow the Patriots, tell them to call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it. So now is he wanting to play again?
Sounds like he wants to play again.
Yeah, things are not going well for him.
It's kind of crazy, though, that it's just over for him, right?
It's weird. He's just like, it's like he's just gone crazy.
Yeah. You think Antonio Brown went to watch The Joker?
Kind of hope not.
Or just Joker, I guess. No, the. Do you think Antonio Brown watched Joker?
I don't know. Kind of seems like he might have saw an early release. Maybe he saw the premiere. When did it premiere? Guy's acting weird, isn't he?
All he has are negative thoughts. And thoughts about getting paid.
All I have are negative thoughts. That's more like
that's the more Heath Ledger. The Heath Ledger version, yeah.
What's the Joaquin? How does he
it's
say?
It's too high pitched. I can't do it.
He's super high pitched.
Yeah, he's too high pitched for me. I can't do it.
Is that pretty close?
I mean, not a bad laugh. The voice, no, but the laugh you got.
Yeah. Instagram.
I didn't understand. We'll talk about it off the air.
Go ahead.
We'll talk about it off the air.
No, go ahead.
I'm talking about
on,
off the air.
I'm running short on headlines.
It's a spoiler. It's a spoiler. The internet won't load.
The internet won't load. We get this new machine. Internet won't load.
It's a spoiler. I'm not spoiling. What happened to your trusty app?
Well,
what happened to your phone?
I'm out of,
I'll do headlines.
Let me go to my Yahoo stories.
Let me see.
I got one right here.
Broncos Devontae Bosby says he took a helmet-to-helmet hit and, quote, was paralyzed.
Nobody knows who that is.
Well, he was the guy who was lying motionless on the field as they had to get the stretcher off. He said he couldn't move for 30 minutes. He was paralyzed. Now, he did get regained feeling, but, for 30 minutes. Could not fill it. Local radio.
Rihanna turned down the Super Bowl. Local radio what?
Well, not local to Knoxville, but I guess that maybe local shouldn't have been the way I started that. But like Jason, what's his name? Jerry Jones went on Dallas radio and was asked about Jason Garrett's job being in jeopardy. And
that was the headline yesterday.
Okay.
Rihanna turned down the Super Bowl to support Colin Kaepernick.
I love Rihanna so much. Not so much for the Kaepernick stuff. I don't really
support Colin Kaepernick.
Care about that, but just every time I see Rihanna, something pop up on Twitter, I just like to watch or look and Rihanna, yeah.
Fantasize.
Not fantasize, but like, I mean, I don't know if you saw, there was a video of her dancing to a new T-Pain song. I assume it's a new T-Pain song. It's not Buy You a Drink or...
Well, I would love for her to have not turned down the Super Bowl, because now we're going to have to see Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Not that I got anything against them. I don't think it's going to be a great show.
Rihanna's close with Jay-Z, so it's kind of surprising.
She wanted to support Kaepernick. I guess turning down the Super Bowl is her way of doing that.
Kevin Durant says, quote, the Knicks aren't cool. That's why the Knicks can't attract players, because they're not cool.
All right. Instagram is removing its following activity tab. You're going to now need a new way to spy on your friends. Are you familiar with the following activity tab?
Is that just basically like your boyfriend goes and likes another person's post and it shows up on the activity tab and someone can see it?
Yeah, there's two tabs. There's following and then there's you. So you just shows all your activity.
And following shows everyone in your – can you specify like who you want to follow's activity or is it just everybody's activity?
It's everyone as far
as I
know.
Did you see the story? So, we haven't talked about this shit. Did you see what happened with Wayne Rooney's wife? Speaking of Instagram and that, like, did you see what happened to her? She ran a
soccer player?
Yes, she ran a sting operation where, like, she has an Instagram And then she has, like, private stories, right, just for her friends. And I don't know if she has a private account or what, but she would post things and, like, all this, all these inside stories about her and Wayne Rooney's life would end up on The Sun, which is, like, a Europe tabloid magazine website. So she ran a sting operation and blocked people from seeing it on her timeline except one person who she thought was the one leaking it. So then she started posting fake stories on her Instagram story, and then they would end up in the Sun, and it turned out to be Wayne Rooney's teammate's wife who was selling her story. So then she went out and called her out, and then the woman's like, no, it wasn't me. A lot of people have a lot of people have access to my Instagram, she said. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, wife.
Really?
Not buying that. Yeah, it's apparently messy over in...
I don't even know how you can do that.
Apparently you can block people from seeing your stories, make it private, and give access to certain people. I don't know. I'm not an Instagrammer.
Yeah, there's a new thing now, I think, with the stories where you can just let your close friends see the
stories. Basically, the only person she was letting watch the story was this woman. And the stories went out and still got sold to the tabloids, so she was like, boom, gotcha.
Well, she would have had to have suspected her first, right?
Yeah, she said she had an idea of who it was.
Yeah, I get it now.
She said she had an idea of who it was. So basically, she set the trap, and the woman fell right into the trap.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a fairly new feature, I think.
Well, she put it to good use and nailed her.
You can do stories for everyone or stories for close friends. I always just do mine for everyone because I don't really have close friends. So, you know, you should get on Instagram.
Nah, I'm good. I don't do it.
I feel like you'd be good on there.
I don't have anything going on. I've never really take pictures. The only thing I take pictures of these days are screenshots for the show, screenshots of stupid things people say on the internet I can laugh at with my friends, and my cat. Not even so much Frank anymore. I just
there
take pictures of my cat.
That'd be great for the Instagram.
Look
just
at the
pictures
cat.
Of,
look how
pictures
cool
of Luna.
Just look at little Luna. Isn't that a pretty picture?
That's a pretty cat. That's nice background, too.
That's why I said a pretty picture,
with the stone and the plants.
Yeah, that's all I do now is I take pictures of, like I said, screenshots of like stats I find. I do that. I do people saying stupid stuff, and then just my cat. That's it. And then sometimes if my girlfriend's like asleep, I'll take a picture of her just to think it's funny. Is that weird?
I don't know.
I don't know.
If it's funny, why is it funny?
You kind of laughed. I didn't know. Like, is that weird?
It's a funny thing for you to say.
I'm looking at
I got my cat. I got silly things my friends say. I send to my friends.
Truly, I take a lot of pictures of Truly.
And then if my girlfriend's asleep, I take pictures of her, too.
Yeah. I guess that does sound a little weird when you put it that way, huh?
A little, but, you know, I mean.
Or romantic? Could be romantic, depending on how you view it, right?
I don't know. You guys have known each other a long time, so.
All right, let's go to break. Back on the program, today would be the 52nd birthday of Latino Heat. R.I.P. Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero! You like Latino Heat?
Today he would be 52 if he wasn't dead.
Yeah, do you appreciate that?
I never...
You didn't like Latino Heat?
I never... I don't know. He was fine, I guess.
Okay.
I liked him okay.
All right.
I didn't like Chavo.
Yeah, I didn't really like Chavo either.
And the woman, who was the woman that was always with him?
China? You didn't like China?
No, not China.
He was with China for a little bit.
Who, Chavo?
No, Eddie.
Oh, that was way back in the day, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess his wife, was it Vicky? Vicky Guerrero?
Vicky Guerrero. Yeah. I didn't like her, and I didn't like Chavo. I liked Eddie okay, though, now that I think about it. I did like Eddie. He had the cars,
yeah.
The hydraulics.
He lies, he cheats, he steals. Great Hill.
Viva la raza, right? I like how they just, he lies, he cheats, he steals.
Well, he said, I lie, I cheat, I steal.
They just, that character. They
just really played into some,
some stereotypes.
Yeah. I saw a thing yesterday, I guess it's the 5-year anniversary of Bleacher Report. They did a thing where they predicted the top 20 players in the NBA 5 years from now. That was in 2015, it's now 5 years from now. And seeing some of that list is kind of wild, right? And it kind of made me think of, well, on one hand, some of these guys did come to be stars. But on the other hand, it's like, man, we can't really project things. And I do think about this through the lens of, like, the Braves today. Of just, like, you feel like the Braves' window is just now starting, right? Like, it feels like the Braves just now have a championship window. Last year, they were ahead of schedule. You know, they weren't picked to do anything this year, but here they are. Game 5 today in Atlanta at home. New ballpark. I mean, I know it's been open for a year or two, but new ballpark. Chance to win your first playoff series in, what, 16, 17 years? And I know some Braves fans probably feel like there's not a lot of pressure that, hey, we'll be back next year. But when I look at a list that, like, you know, like the like Bleacher Report put out 5 years ago of trying to project the future, you kind of just look and say, man, some of this stuff doesn't work out. I think of, like, the Chicago Cubs. Like, they were ahead of schedule probably when they won the World Series. But if they hadn't won that World Series, you've seen what's happened to them the last 2 or 3 years, right? They have really fallen off.
Can't even get to the playoffs.
Kind of become just another team. Yeah, they haven't played a playoff series the last 2 years. They were eliminated last year in the wild card game. You look at them in their window, and they probably thought, oh, we'll be back. You look at, you know, it happens with other teams too.
What's a good NFL example?
I mean, depends on how the season goes, but last year's Bears team, probably.
Maybe the Chiefs.
Now, I have more confidence in the Chiefs this year than I do the Bears this year, but the Bears kind of fall under that same umbrella. Like, got there early, and you're like, ah, this defense will be fine. They'll be back. This is the team of the NFC that's so young. Now you're looking, they might miss the playoffs this year.
The Chiefs are one of those teams, though, that just over the years, you would have thought somewhere they should have gotten to a Super Bowl.
I don't know. I never really felt that way about them. I mean, they had Alex Smith for a couple years, and they were good, but you always knew, like, hey, they have Alex Smith. You know what I mean?
I mean, just to have not gotten to one, though, since.
I mean, the Patriots are standing in the way. I mean.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're right there with, like, the Lions and the Browns. I know they've been to one, but it was, like, was it the first one? I mean, or second? It was way back in the day.
But, I mean, the Chiefs haven't been great, though. I mean, you know, they've been good, but last year was the first year you thought of them as a real contender, at least that I have. Like I said, other years they had Alex Smith and they were good, but I don't think anyone ever thought they were going to go into Foxborough and win.
Yeah.
But they're in that similar situation now. Like, you know, you're like, yeah, the window's open, it'll be fine, but, you know, maybe they'll look back next year and be like, maybe they'll look back and say, oh, last year we probably should have tried to really win. You know, the Thunder obviously felt that way, right? The Thunder, whenever they get to the finals in 2000, was that 2000, what, 12? 2011, when they get 2012, when they get there to play the Heat, you're like, ah, they're here early. This is the team of the decade. No, that was it. They won one finals game and never got back. So I do think of that about the Braves today. Like, yeah, you're ahead of schedule, but you never know when this goes wrong. So I do feel like they're under a lot of pressure to win today. Do you care to hear Bleacher Report's top 20 players? 5 years ago, projecting to today?
From the NBA.
Does that interest you at all? No?
Sure.
Cam, does it interest you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Interests Cam? Okay. I mean, there's you know, Jaylen Brown, number 20. Not number 20, but, I mean, at least he's a good young player. But then they got, like, Dragon Bender, who's out of the league.
Who?
Yeah.
Dragon Bender. Who is Dragon Bender?
He has a top 20 name in basketball, but he was, like, a top 10 pick with the Suns and never was a thing. Jahlil Okafor, number 18. That obviously hasn't become a thing. DeAndre Jordan, number 17, which seems crazy. Like, why did you ever think he'd be a top 20 player? You know, they got some right. Bradley Beal at 15. He's right around there. Karl-Anthony Towns, 13. He's probably around there. Klay Thompson, 12. Giannis at 11. So at least they had the foresight of, like, hey, Giannis is going to be a top-level player.
Where did they find Giannis? Like, what was he doing in 2015?
He was in the league, or had just gotten drafted. I mean, he's been around. I want to say, when did Giannis get drafted? Was it 2000?
He's been 14? In the league for, yeah, 5 years?
Yeah. I want to say it might have even been the 2013 draft. Yeah, 2013 draft. So he's been around for a while. He was just really, really raw when he came over. Right? Like, he was just really, really raw. His first season was 13 and 14. scored 6.8 points per game. So, like, he had to learn.
I had no idea he had been in the league that long.
They had him at 11, which, you know, they had the foresight to see that. James Harden at 10, probably deserves credit there. Paul George at 9. Steph Curry at 8. Blake Griffin at 7 seems pretty wistful for a guy who deserves, who relies on athleticism a lot. Kyrie Irving, 6. Westbrook, 5. Durant, 4. DeMarcus Cousins, 3. Anthony Davis, 1. So not too bad, really. I mean, projecting 5. I don't think it's too bad, but number 2, I mean, Andrew Wiggins, you really missed that one on that projection. So there are some big misses in that top 20.
Did they think, like, LeBron was just
going
to,
like, retire?
Now,
yeah, like,
or...
I don't know. I guess they were, like, really anxious to kick LeBron out of the league. I mean, I still think LeBron's a top 20 player, right? I mean, we all – we acknowledge he slipped some, but, like
– yeah, he'd still be a top 20.
He's still going to be top 20, yeah. Who else did they really miss from that?
Drummond being 14. Maybe.
Yeah. No Kawhi on there. No love for Kawhi. And that would be coming off of a finals MVP.
Damian Lillard would be top 20.
You would think so. Especially, like I said, that's a year coming off of Kawhi winning a finals MVP, too. He won the finals MVP in 14. You'd think they would have really thought highly of him. So you see, when you start thinking about these projections, like, things don't always go the way they're supposed to, or the way we think they're going to. The Preds kind of fall in that line a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Maybe they kind of feel like, hey, we had a championship window. We'll be fine. We'll keep improving. We'll be here. And now, who knows? I don't know what the expectations are for them this season, but let's do it. All right, our first ever Preds report with intern Bryce. As we kick off the 2019 season, all right, Bryce, how are we going to do this? He's going to play the music first. I'll hit you when it's your cue, and then it's time for you to go. All right, Cam, hit the music.
So last night, the Preds were hosting the San Jose Sharks, who have been off to a rough start. They've lost 3 straight coming into Nashville, and Nashville is coming off a win. During warm-ups, Patrick Marleau was traded back to San Jose. So
where did Patrick Marleau come from? Was he with the Preds or the Maple Leafs? Okay, on the Maple Leafs.
They flew him to Nashville, and he was there during the game. So
did he get to play?
No, but he did dress.
Okay.
So he returned back to San Jose after 2 seasons. So Preds came out and they dominated the Sharks, winning 5-2.
Hey. Good job by the Preds.
Hey, sounds like it went well.
It went well.
2-1 on the year. Captain Roman Josi scored 2 goals. He's up to 4 on the year. So that's going really well. And their newly acquired free agent, Matt Duchene, approved to 5 assists on the year, leading the NHL. So
5 assists in 3 games seems pretty good.
Yeah, so the Preds made some roster changes this year. So
yeah, it seems like a different Preds team. I mean, I know just P.K. Subban's gone. I mean, it feels like a little bit of a different era. Is the team the same? Are they still?
You know,
I was reading someone say they're a lot more crisp and fast-paced this year. They've kind of gone more high-octane offense type of thing.
They were paying Subban a lot of money for what they were getting out of him, so I think that was a good thing to get out. He's also known to be kind of not a good locker room player. So
I feel like that stuff kind of came out after he left. No one really talked about him being a bad locker room guy while he was there, but then they did kind of take some shots at him after he left.
Yeah, so it seems like just kind of team chemistry is a little bit better this year, and I think this year is going to be a good year. So they actually are playing Washington tomorrow at Bridgestone for their 5th home game in a row. Right. So
good job by Bryce on his first ever Preds report.
Thank you.
You nailed it. We see that nervousness start going down, the confidence start going up, Cody. The nervousness starts going
correlate.
Down. Oh, they correlate for sure.
They correlate, but I don't know if they are, you know, exactly. I don't know if they correlate exactly.
Well said. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
You could win 500.
Overrated. Very overrated. It's overrated. Overrated, my friend. Overrated. I'm going to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
You not got your intro ready or something, Cam?
Oh, yeah, y'all ready to play overrated and underrated.
Or underrated.
Sorry, I'm a little rusty. But
it'll take a little work, but...
Boom, we're ready.
Nervousness high, confidence low.
All right, first up, we have playoff baseball.
I feel like I'll say playoff baseball is underrated simply because I feel like everyone always says that hockey has the best playoffs. I kind of feel like baseball has the best playoffs. It's nerve-wracking. Every pitch seems like a big deal. Every base runner seems like a big deal. I understand like the idea of like overtime hockey. That's kind of intense, right? Where the game, the series could end at any moment. But outside of that, like it doesn't do it for me as much. Now maybe it's because I don't keep up with hockey enough. I don't know. But I feel like hockey always gets the number one nod. Playoff baseball deserves that number one nod, so I'll say it's underrated.
I'm going underrated as well. Number one as in, I mean, what do you mean?
Just the best playoffs, the most nerve-wracking playoffs, the most exciting playoffs.
You're putting it, like, above the NFL?
In terms of excitement?
In the NBA?
I mean, I like watching those both better, but, I mean, in the NBA, like, look, I was thinking about this earlier, like, a couple days ago. Like, the NBA, look, obviously I love the NBA, but it's still kind of the same thing of, like, second half is really what truly matters. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really lose the game in the first half.
Yeah, baseball, you slip up in the second inning.
Right, and it's
down big.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, I love the NBA, and I still love watching it, but it does feel like it's still like, hey, make your run by the third quarter and then just try to get close by the fourth.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's going to be especially intense today and tomorrow because these are game fives.
Yeah.
You know.
Do or die.
It's do or die. It's win or go home. I got to go underrated for sure. I've been really enjoying it. I've enjoyed it a lot more than I've ever enjoyed any hockey playoffs. I can't keep up with the puck. I've decided that's my issue.
You struggle a little
hockey.
Bit with keeping up with the puck, too.
I can't keep up with it. I don't know if it's my vision or if it's just it moves too fast. You know, baseball, you can sit there. You can enjoy it. You can think about strategically what are they doing, what's going to happen right here. You can learn. I'm enjoying the baseball playoffs.
Okay. Me too.
All right. Next
better
up,
watch.
We have vintage clothing.
Overrated, I guess. What do we mean by vintage
I'd
clothing?
I'd say you could say like
things you've
like,
had for a long time.
Yeah, or I'd say you like if you go back and buy like the old school versions of stuff, that kind of thing. Like, you know, people, they always go back and buy, like, the old, like, 1998 Tennessee hoodies or something.
So it's like a shirt that I've had for more than 5 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that it? Like,
It needs to be at least 20 years old.
Are you talking about the vintage, like, it has to be the brand?
Like, the throwback Vols letters, you know, the Star Vols, that kind of stuff. As you've seen, like, Champions hoodies kind of make a comeback, stuff like that.
But if it's not real...
No, vintage is, I mean, what do you mean if it's not
real? They're like redoing
it,
though.
Well, the style is called vintage.
I feel like the actual shirt should be from the 90s if you're going to wear it.
Well, if you got one of those, too.
Should be made in the 90s.
So you have a problem with it if they revamp it and relaunch it?
I don't like the vintage style. I don't know. I'm not good with fashion. You've probably noticed I have red shirt, gray shirt. I mean, I don't know. I don't wear anything vintage, so I'll go overrated. I don't have a very good opinion on it, though. I mean, like if somebody bought me like one of those old school UT shirts, I mean, I'd probably wear it. So, hey, you answer. I don't know.
I go back and forth on it. I'll probably go slightly overrated. I feel like it has, you know, really had a resurgence because of, you know, thrift shopping, that type of thing kind of helped bring it back. I got to be honest, when it's 20 years, it's vintage, it's throwback, nostalgia and all that, but when I see people rocking Tommy Hilfiger, I'm kind of just like, that's weird. When you break out the Tommy Hilfiger back out, I'm like, that's kind of weird. Although I do like, you know, like, is it considered vintage when the women brought back, like, the mom jeans? Because, like, that's kind of had a little place, I guess,
like
for a little bit.
Like the high-waisted jeans?
Yeah, is that considered vintage?
I don't
or is
like
that
those.
Just, you don't like those?
I think that was just something coming back in style.
So that's not really considered vintage? Maybe we don't know what vintage clothing is.
Is it just with the logos, the vintage logos, like in sports clothing?
When I think about it, I usually think of, like, the old, like, throwback sports, like, logos on, like, you know, like, crew neck sweatshirts.
But not necessarily the styles of the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like there's a reason it's outdated. Like there's a reason it changed.
What about JNCOs? Are those considered vintage? Can I don't know what the hell vintage means. I thought I did.
Like one of those coats that's like the orange coat with the blue and the it's got like the rifleman.
Yeah.
I gotta go overrated.
I go slightly overrated, but maybe I don't know what the hell vintage is.
All right, next up, T-Pain.
I messed up. The song Up Down is not new. Shout out to Neezy for fact-checking me. T-Pain is underrated. T-Pain is underrated. T-Pain has some hits, man. He has some hits. Gets a bad rap. Everyone probably thinks he can't be successful without the auto-tune. I disagree. I think he could be successful without the auto-tune. Ah, man, he had some real bangers. Buy You a Drink. Still goes. His hook and Got Money. Still good. Good Life still puts me in a good mood.
Thought that was Kanye.
I said the hook and Good Life. Who do you think singing the hook?
I don't know.
T-Pain. Apparently Kanye was really mean to T-Pain too.
Kanye's mean to
helps
everyone,
really put like the stock of T-Pain low, so I gotta say he is underrated. Does he still make music? Can I really call somebody underrated if I don't even know if they still make music? Is T-Pain still putting out tracks? I know he's funny on Twitter. He's got a pretty good Twitter, but like, is he still putting out music?
He's put some stuff out recently. I haven't like actively looked to see,
T-Pain.
I think so.
He's still putting out music? He's got a new song with G-Eazy. I don't know how I feel about that. Got a new album. Yeah, he had an album come out. I need to go through and listen to it. Came out in February, so I mean, it's not that new, but 2019. T-Pain, underrated.
I got to go underrated on T-Pain, too. I mean, he's the kind of guy you can respect. The age of 10, turned his bedroom into a studio with a keyboard, beat machine, four-track recorder. The guy's married since 2003, and he's got three kids. He's
a
good father, a husband. He's a respectable guy. And, you know, despite his song with Lonely Island, he hates being on boats. I don't care for boats all that much either. I like T-Pain. I think he's underrated.
Wow, underrated. Also,
I'm in love with a stripper.
Don't forget I'm sprung.
I find myself singing that. That is still one of those songs. Years later, just randomly, at least once a week, I find myself just like, I'm in love with a stripper.
Don't forget I'm sprung. Sprung was really good, too.
Yeah, I'm sprung as well.
What a great first album. Rapper turned singer.
Yeah. He was raised Muslim. Did you know that?
No.
T-Pain's real name, Fahim Rashid Najam.
Okay.
Yep.
Super underrated, Cody's T-Pain knowledge.
I don't know if this is the platform to say this, but I always get frustrated. And I don't know. There might be like one other person who even knows the same struggle that I've dealt with, but T-Pain song Studio Love. Great song. Sexy song. I can never find the version on these apps with Lil Wayne. Like I like the remix they did where Lil Wayne had a verse, and I'm just like, can we have an app that gives us the actual
The
unofficial versions of songs.
Other cuts?
Yeah, can I get like the remix every now and then?
That's
like,
a really good idea.
Should I be allowed to, like, can I not just find the remix, please? Like, I don't know how they would divvy up the money because some of these are just like, hey, we did a freestyle to your beat. I understand that type of stuff, but like that and Cry Me a River. I'm like, where can I hear the 50 Cent version of Cry Me a River with, you know, him and Justin Timberlake? I'm like, what, can I get that, please? Can an app do that, please? That was just
That's a good idea. You know what T-Pain stands for?
No.
Tallahassee Pain, a phrase he used to describe his childhood in Tallahassee, Florida. So it sounds like he doesn't like Florida. Yet another good thing about T-Pain.
Probably just had a rough upbringing, maybe. Is that the way you sound?
It seems that way.
I had a feeling the T was for Tallahassee, but I wasn't sure.
All right, next up, Pumpkins. As in, like, basically, like, in anything or even pumpkins in general.
Just pumpkins in general? Pumpkins in general, underrated. I feel like pumpkins are good. Do we use pumpkins outside of the fall? Like, are pumpkins around? Like,
No.
I don't think so.
You've never seen a pumpkin in February.
I was wondering about that. Yeah.
I don't think they just grow them.
They just don't exist. So, like, we just don't use them ever?
You could probably get one out of, like, California
or something. That reminds me. I need to tell Kendall I need some of that pumpkin bread. She makes the best pumpkin.
I had some last year.
Oh, yeah, you did. How good was that?
Very good.
I know.
Very good.
now that it's pumpkin season, I need to go pick a couple pumpkins up. And one for carving. I do need to carve some. Because now we got a porch and stuff I can put them on. You want to come over and carve pumpkins?
No.
No?
No.
Cam, you want to come over and carve pumpkins, baby?
Oh, yeah.
That's messy.
Carved a super
it's
cool,
disgusting.
Like, Spider-Man logo.
I bet you're good at carving pumpkins.
So gross.
You're not invited, then.
I already declined.
You can't decline something if you're not officially invited.
You invited me. I declined.
I took your temperature.
Because I said no. You're not invited.
I took your temperature on whether or not you wanted to, but apparently you don't. So you are not getting the official invitation. I reached out through back channels to see if you might be interested for the job. You were never offered the job. You did not turn it down. You never even interviewed for the job, bro.
If you would ask me to come do something fun, I'd love to come.
Carving pumpkins is fun. We can drink and carve pumpkins.
It's gross.
You can stab things.
Oh, yeah. Just what I want to do. Grab my beer with a handful of mush and try to drink it. Oh, I got pumpkin seed.
We don't have to clear out the pumpkin. We don't have to do that.
You don't have to?
I got people who will clean out the pumpkin for us. I just want to cut the pumpkin.
Oh, so you don't do all the labor that goes with it.
Yeah, no. I just do the slicing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would be more fun.
Yeah.
How do you get people to?
I got people.
What? If you buy a whole pumpkin, you've got to clean it out.
I got interns. Bryce is going to clean out my pumpkins.
Bryce cleans out the pumpkins.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Bryce is going to clean out the pumpkins. I'm going to invite Bryce over to carve pumpkins and drink. He doesn't get to drink or carve the pumpkins. He just cleans out the pumpkins.
I'll drink and watch you and Cam carve pumpkins.
No. No. You're not invited.
All right. Good. Yeah. Pumpkins are... If we talk about pumpkins and food...
Pumpkin spice?
I mean, I like pumpkins and food. I like pumpkin pie and pumpkin rolls and pumpkin bread and all that kind of stuff. But the pumpkin in general, you said pumpkins in general.
Yeah.
For those, I got to go overrated. Although I like throwing them and smashing them on the interstate. That's fun. You ever throw a pumpkin at an interstate sign?
I have not.
It is really fun whenever you get a pumpkin and then you could just throw it somewhere. Like after you're done with it, you get to launch it.
Yeah.
Like we did with that watermelon that they left in here and had bugs on.
Oh, who did that?
It was fun, though, wasn't it? Seeing the watermelon explode?
Theoretically. If we were the ones that threw it.
They brought in so many damn gnats. I had to.
But did anybody ask what happened to it?
Mm-mm. I feel like we're in the clear.
Nobody cared.
Well.
Right. That thing was gross.
They made a mess and somebody else had to clean it up. They don't care who cleaned it up.
All right, last one. That squirrel that's been all over campus recently.
I'm not going to take it out on the squirrel, but I'm really confused about where this came from. Like, what the hell? Is this guy just walking around with a squirrel?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that it?
He'll post up by the bars. He'll go to, like, the games, and he just has a squirrel.
That's it. Like, that's the gimmick? Is he's just squirrel guy now?
He'll, like, dress up the squirrel and stuff. And, yeah, and, you know, girls like taking pictures with the squirrel.
Overrated? I don't know. Cam, as our animal expert, like, are squirrels smart?
Yeah, squirrels are relatively smart. They're not really domesticated animals, so it's kind of cool, but he's got it pretty tame.
Is he bothered by, like, loud noises? Because when I saw the picture of him and kneeling, I was just like, that squirrel probably has to be freaking out. Like,
yeah, that's a little much, I would think, but...
Like, what happens if the squirrel just one day is just like, enough of this, I'm jumping off of this man, and I'm...
Going to live my life.
I'm just going to say when I get vibes from this situation, much like Air Bud and the clown. Kind of like the squirrel is probably not happy to be doing this, much like Air Bud was not happy to have to go do those birthday parties with that mean clown. And the squirrel dreams of running away one day and being able to be free. And I don't know if the squirrel wants to play basketball and hang out with a new family. Or maybe he just wants to hang out in a tree. I don't know.
Yeah, he should be out there burying nuts for winter, and he's out there taking pictures and kneeling.
Now,
I bet the other squirrels hate him.
Now, I was going to say, on the other hand, Cam, you raise a good point. Like, he doesn't have to worry about burying nuts. He probably just gets fed, I would imagine, so he might have a good life.
He's kind of a celebrity squirrel. All the other squirrels are jealous.
Are squirrels in the zoo happy? Not squirrels, but animals in the zoo happy?
I would
probably not,
say
right?
No,
yeah. They don't have to do the work either, right? They just bring the food to them, so maybe they, I don't know.
They don't look sad. Well, the gorillas usually look sad.
Yeah,
they all kind of look
they're
sad.
They're too smart for that.
They're more like us. Like they're
like in prison, basically.
Yeah, you can tell their emotions are, like, I feel like they are sad, which makes me sad.
Then you're kind of like a sad gorilla.
Yeah, basically.
In a roundabout way.
I am a gorilla. Evolution, man.
You got the squirrel as overrated or underrated?
I'm going to go overrated. I feel like the guy carrying the squirrel around is basically just the NCAA benefiting off the squirrel's likeness.
Yeah.
And the squirrel – now, sure, you can argue, yeah, the squirrel's getting room and board. The squirrel's getting housing, and he's getting his costs covered for his clothing, his uniforms. He's getting a meal stipend and all that. But, I mean, still – this guy's the one benefiting off the squirrel's image and likeness. So I think it's unfair to the squirrel. I think the squirrel should either be paid or he should go free.
It's a good take.
Free the squirrel. Free the squirrel.
Free the squirrel. Free the squirrel.
Free the squirrel. Yeah. Last call on the other side. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Volunteer Vodka doing a live taste test on Friday. Live taste test on Friday at Total Wines in Turkey Creek, 4 to 7. And then the Ice Bears play that evening. And I've told you the Volunteer Vodka is the official liquor of the Ice Bears. So either go support the Ice Bears and drink some Volunteer Vodka, or go out and get a free free tasting at Total Wines from 4 to 7 this Friday. All right, pump the brakes and keep rolling. Cody Mack, you going to go first or second?
First.
We got a MLB commissioner warning about relocation. Relocation. New city.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
The mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaff, confirmed in a TV interview Tuesday that baseball commissioner Rob Manfred warned city officials that the Athletics could relocate to blank Vegas. Is it Nash Vegas?
Mexico.
Mexi Vegas?
Mexico City.
Las Vegas. Las Vegas, if the city didn't drop its lawsuit to stop Alameda County from selling its share of the Coliseum to the team. I don't exactly know what's happening here, but basically the baseball is using Las Vegas as a scare tactic. Wouldn't that suck for Oakland? You lose the Raiders and the A's to Las Vegas?
I was just going to say, sounds like a familiar story.
Yeah.
Sounds like something that's happened before. Maybe the Golden State Warriors will be next.
They moved to San Francisco already this year.
Same area, Bay Area.
They just built like $1 billion stadium or arena, I guess.
Where is the arena? Is it in San Francisco?
Yeah, it used to be in Oakland. Now they're going across the bridge.
Actually, in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like, is it?
It's in San Francisco. I don't. Right by the bridge. Yeah, it's on the other side
right
of the bridge.
By the bridge?
Yeah, it's the arena.
The Bay Bridge?
Yeah, the Golden State Bridge.
Golden Gate?
The Golden Gate Bridge. The
I did not see an arena when I was there.
The arena is going to have, like, glass where you can see the bridge, apparently, from inside of the arena.
Where you can see the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Must I mean, it's opening, like, now.
Must be right there around the pier.
I don't know.
Painting cows to look like zebras has a surprising benefit.
Oh. Can't get enough of zebras, and I love cows.
Scientists in Japan have discovered a clever way to reduce the need for using pesticides on livestock. The evidence supporting it is pretty strong.
So wait a second. So basically they're painting these cows up like zebras and flies are leaving them alone? Is that what's about to happen here?
That's what we're looking at here.
I touched on that when we went over zebras. Their patterns help them.
You two, I can't remember everything. You're always like, these are my headlines. Cam's like, I have these in Animal Facts. I got limited space up here, okay? When you guys are talking, sometimes I'm having to plan what to talk about next, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right?
Maybe maybe you shouldn't yell at people when they're doing the same thing and don't hear your story sometimes. Just throwing it out there.
You're not planning on what to talk about.
Maybe. Planning headlines.
You're on your phone. It's a little different.
Planning headlines and things like that. The show topics. Well, a study published
show topics
in a journal found that painting zebra-like stripes on cows significantly reduced attacks by biting flies. That means it could provide a means of defending livestock against flies without pesticides. A new study, the inspiration came from past experiments that had been done before. It suggested the striped coats of zebras attracted fewer flies than solid black of the Japanese cows that were studied. You think Japanese cows are different than American cows?
So is it just the stripes or the colors? Because, like, I mean, there are Holstein cattle who are black and white, and they still get flies on them, so maybe it's just the stripes.
They claimed it was kind of colors, too, because, you know, like, the black absorbs more heat.
I disagree with
So they're painted white stripes.
I mean, we got black cows, we got white cows, we got black and white cows. They all have a lot of flies on them, so.
Yeah. I don't know. These Japanese cows, maybe they got, I don't know, different stuff.
I got an update on squirrels from listener Luke.
Okay.
Squirrels used to be America's number one pet before World War II. I don't know if that's true. That's what listener Luke says.
Why did that change?
I don't know.
Were all the squirrels, did we take them all to the beaches of Normandy or something for some reason?
Maybe dogs.
Did Hitler have a squirrel and we decided they were no longer cool?
No, he had a dog.
What kind of dog? German Shepherd?
Probably a dachshund. I know they used dachshunds to, like, blow stuff up. It was a dark history of dachshunds.
I feel like whatever dog breed Hitler had, you kind of have to... We shouldn't have them.
I don't know. Don't blame Frank for what his ancestors did. It's not his fault. Drives up next.